Father, thank you for the depth of your love for us, shown to us through the death of Jesus for our forgiveness and salvation. Father, send your Holy Spirit to us so that as we hear the word of Christ on the cross, we may believe in what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, if you had been here at the college at about 3:30 p.m. yesterday, you may have heard something like an audible sigh of relief as the teachers dismissed the students and went, "It's done. The term is over. Thank goodness. We thought we might never get through it." In fact, maybe that was the sound all around the state at various schools as students went home for the holidays and teachers hopefully are able to take a well-deserved break. Perhaps you might hear a sound like that if you were near a Christian pastor after he finishes his last service at Easter. Might be even slightly more intense. "It's done. It's over. Thank goodness. We got through it." Have you ever had the sense of triumph and victory that comes with winning a major sporting event, maybe your cricket grand final or something like that, as your teammates gather around and you give each other high fives and you go, "Yes, we did it"? Have you ever had the satisfaction of turning in that final essay for your course at 11:50 p.m. on the day that it's due as you press send on your email to your lecturer? Have you ever known the elation of doing something that was initially really scary, but when you did it, it was ultimately exhilarating? Like, I don't know, skydiving or bungee jumping or some other thing like that. Have you ever felt the sense of achievement and fulfillment that comes from doing something that you have longed to do all of your life? Have you ever been in great pain and then suddenly found relief and release? If you put all of those experiences of the human being together, you get a little glimpse of Jesus' final words on the cross. With his last breath before he dies, Jesus cries out, "It is finished." And it's not a cry of defeat, but rather a cry of triumph and victory. Jesus has won the battle. Although it looks like the forces of darkness and evil and death have triumphed at the moment that Jesus dies, the reality is that Jesus has beaten the powers of sin and death and hell. Jesus cries out, "It is finished." And in the Greek of the New Testament, the word is tetelestai. It's got a whole range of meanings. It means it has been accomplished. It is done. It is over. All of those things. So what is finished? What has Jesus accomplished as he cries out in triumph on the cross and gives up his spirit to his heavenly Father? Jesus has achieved what his whole life was about: obeying his Father's will to the very end, fulfilling all of the prophecies of the Old Testament and the prophecies of Annas and Caiaphas, the high priests, and the prophecies of Pilate, who said that this man will die on behalf of all the people. Jesus has the satisfaction of knowing that what he has done is completed and acceptable to God the Father. Yes, there's a sense of elation of doing something that was terrifying but ultimately worthwhile. Jesus struggled with the pain that he knew he would have to go through as he went to the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And part of the humanity of Jesus also cries out with the sense of release. The pain is finished. His work is done. He can give his spirit to his heavenly Father. You see, no one takes Jesus' life from him. He lays it down in order to pick it back up again, in order to be given new life on Easter Sunday. It is finished. What does that mean for us? It means that everything has been done to bring you back to God. It means that every sin and hurtful thing that you have ever done to God, to others, to yourself, has been forgiven and wiped clean. It means that God has entered into your suffering and the suffering of the world, and he's not off in heaven somewhere as we go through the difficulties of life, but he's right in the midst of us, of it, with us. It means that there is nothing that you need to do to earn God's favor. That's hard to grasp. We still like to think that maybe we could do something to make God pleased with us, but Jesus has done it all. It is completed. It is accomplished. You are forgiven. It is finished. Death is finished. Even death now cannot separate you from the love of God that we know in Christ Jesus. Sin is finished. Everything that separates you from God has been dealt with. There is nothing that you have done or could do that will not mean that will mean that God does not love you and has not forgiven you. It is finished. Reconciliation has been achieved. You are God's friend, no longer his enemy. It has been accomplished. The cup of suffering which Jesus drank has been drunk down to its very dregs. The will of the Father has been fulfilled. The prophecies have been completed. The victory has been won. It is finished. Jesus has accomplished his work. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.